Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Jerry Freewald. He is the executive
director
of the Ohio Catholic Conference. Welcome again, Jerry.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your love this day, which you are showing to us in so many different ways. Continue to open us up to recognize your great love for us, your particular love for each of us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jerry, in your role with the Ohio Catholic Conference, as we mentioned, you're a lobbyist. Mm-hmm. But you really see that as being a missionary disciple and bringing Christ and bringing the church into a very important realm in the life of politics. And, you know, we mentioned how the church is not partisan, that she reaches out to all sides, although sometimes particular sides, depending on the issue, may not always agree with her. But you know, obviously there is this sort of witness, and I guess if we boil it down a little bit more, is your own kind of personal style in this role. And, you know, having known you for a long time now, you know, you've got a joyful heart, you've got a servant heart. And how does that look? Because really, we can extract from that approach in our own ways of being lobbyists for the faith, you know, whether we're teachers or mechanics or engineers or students or
your,
parents.
Or your children.
Exactly,
lobbying
yeah.
you for an extra couple bucks. Yeah.
So what is sort of the style of, you know, that needs to be there, at least in your heart, that the Lord's kind of convicted
for me,
you?
The style is to be true with them. To be a companion with them as they're wrestling with tough issues. To be my style is to present important information that's factual to them, and to be a trusted resource to them. And so my style is to be friendly. My style is to be a listener, because sometimes public policy, it involves a give and a take and listening to each other. Instead of being a power broker, I'm not a power lobbyist. There are some in the state of Ohio, but you know, that's not the church. The church is there to radiate Christ. I think that's the motto of the archbishop, or there's a theme in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, and that's what I'm trying to do. And you know, what we're representing, that missionary discipleship, we're presenting the gospel, the joy of the gospel, but also justice and our firm teaching to give one what is their due. And so that's in the realm of politics, in a realm of scarce resources. And who are we representing? And I have a little sheet here that reminds me every day who we're representing. You know, 1.8 million Catholics in the state of Ohio. We have 762 parishes in our state. We have 374 Catholic schools. 112,000 Catholic school students. We have 36 hospitals. We have, you know, we have social service agencies all over the state. 190 cemeteries. When you think about all these things that we have, we are part of the fabric of Ohio. We are interwoven, and so what we have to say is listened to at the State House because we have such a wide breadth of commitment to the community.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jerry Freewald from the Ohio Catholic Conference. You know, Jerry, I think one of the things that really kind of struck me with what you just said is this, the idea of the politicians that you're working with are struggling with real issues. And the other thing that really kind of struck me too was the idea of power lobbying, and that we don't want to exercise hard power. That what we want to do is to kind of walk with them, accompany them, as both you and Pope Francis would say. And I think that's actually at least from the politicians that I've known through my life, is something striking because they're used to hard power, you know? Mm-hmm. And there is a temptation that we all face to kind of be jaded or to reduce things to just power, mm-hmm. that life is just, you know, almost like Nietzsche, you know, it's just some will to power. Mm-hmm. But to come at it from a very Christian way, of compassion, of mercy, of accompaniment, it's striking. And I think it opens people up to hear new truths that perhaps they haven't heard before or they haven't considered.
At least that's going to be my approach. And I've learned from some other people, and I hope it's effective. But, you know, there's a lot of power in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also say that we're more about people power, too, in a way, because they know there are a lot of Catholics in the state of Ohio. They know there's a lot of parents of Catholic school students. They know that there's a lot of people who work in our hospital systems and have serious issues with beginning and end of life issues. And so, you know, there's a sense of the people power that we bring to them, not the big money power, but the people power as well. So the public witness of our faith, I think, is very powerful. And the demonstration of our faith, but also the people involved.
Now, as we kind of focus on issues which mm-hmm. you're advocating, and you know, we know the breadth of the church's teaching, and that you know she has a lot to say on a lot of different issues. Mm-hmm. But I think as we look at Ohio now, what are kind of some of the issues that we're facing as a state mm-hmm. that the church has to really speak into?
Well, and it's a long list. And if you want to know, go on our website yeah. and you can see all the issues.
What
that
is
we
your
care
website,
about.
By the way?
It's www.ohiocathconf.org. And you can just do a search and find it. But, you know, you'll see, wow, there's a lot of issues here. You know, when we start with issues, I always start with our life issues. Again, I'm in social concerns background. And, you know, so we care about human life from the very beginning to its natural end and all the way in between. And so we do care about those issues like the abortion issue. And one of the pieces of legislation we're working on is called the Human Life Protection Act, which is kind of like a trigger bill. If Roe versus Wade were to be overturned, this would automatically make abortion illegal. Ohio, you know, we care about the unborn child, but we also care about the mothers and the families who are involved, especially those who are struggling dearly. And that's why we are a strong advocate in the Ohio budget for programs that would help mothers, families at pregnancy health centers, at our hospitals, at our Catholic charity agencies. So, you know, when we do this, these issues are all connected when we talk about life issues. And we're always looking after the issues at end of life, too, to make sure that we don't have, like, assisted suicide coming into our state as it has in other states. So the life issues, there are many different bills out there right now, but, you know, you get the flavor of we're caring about life issues from the very beginning to its natural end.
One of the life issues is capital punishment.
Yes.
And currently in the state of Ohio, it's kind of unconstitutional because mm-hmm. of the blend that was used for executions. But is there any sort of progress?
Yes, and I was going to talk about that next.
Okay,
that was
going
to be one of the issues I was going to bring up. It's a life issue, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, right now this issue, there are two bills. There's a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate. They're identical, but they would repeal the death penalty in the state of Ohio. And, you know, this is a long way from when I started 25 years ago in the diocese, but we're starting to hear that people are changing their minds about the death penalty. They're starting to say that, you know, life in prison without the possibility of parole is a better alternative. It's better for victims because then we don't bring up the death penalty, these cases over and over and over again. And in our faith, it's in more conformity with our perspective on the dignity of the human person. Although that person has done great ill to someone else, we could show our respect for human life by not killing another person. And so I think, you know, there's been a lot of movement. We have pretty much kind of a moratorium on the death penalty right now because they can't find the drug protocol that is acceptable to carry out an execution. And so you're starting to see legislation on both sides of the aisle starting to think maybe we should reconsider the death penalty in the state of Ohio. So there are going to probably be hearings probably in the fall, I imagine, on repeal. They had some in the spring.
Excellent. Also, education is a huge issue. Catholic education, especially. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you have a lobbyist kind of designated mm-hmm. for school stuff,
and a lot spills onto me too. I've learned that is a big job. Education is a big priority with the Catholic Conference of Ohio, just because it's such a huge issue. Again, we have almost 400 schools, and so we're looking at issues that would help maintain our schools, protect our schools from any unjust government regulations. But we're also looking at parental choice or school choice to make sure that, you know, families can send their students to a school that best fits them. And if it best fits in their faith, you know, how can we facilitate that? And so there are a lot of different programs like the EdChoice program, EdChoice expansion program, which helps families with certain income eligibilities to maybe go to a Catholic school. And again, it's a scholarship to the student. It's not going to the school. There's some other education issues that help offset the costs that are imposed by the government. It's called administrative cost reimbursement. You know, the paperwork that we're required to do, you know, so there's some help there as well, and some auxiliary services that help children with special needs. And there's some special needs scholarships as well. Absolutely. We talk to our Catholic Charities directors all the time, and our social action directors, and we care about the many food programs, our housing programs, all kinds of material assistance programs that are in the budget. We advocated very strongly for that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for joining us. And you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Jerry Freewalt from the Catholic Conference of Ohio. Again, thank you. And until next time, peace and all good.